Welcome to Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. I'm Lou Anne Crane here with your host, psychologist and author Dr. James Dobson. And doctor, there's actually something very important that you wanted to come to these microphones and make our friends aware of today.
This is a subject of such importance, Lou Anne, that it actually sticks in my throat, and people will understand that in a moment. Most of our listeners know by now that on May 9th, President Barack Obama became the first sitting president, U.S. president, in history to publicly say that he supports same-sex marriage. And it's my position that he and the legislators and unelected and unaccountable judges have no right to rip into the institution of marriage, which has been foundational to the social order, really, of all nations since the dawn of humankind. And despite the reports of the mainstream media, even Fox News, they're all saying that the American people have changed their minds and they're all drifting toward same-sex marriage. I don't believe that for a moment. And in fact, when the choice has been put before the people, not legislators, not the courts, but when the voters, the citizens, have been asked to define marriage, 32 states, every single one of them, have affirmed marriage as being between one man and one woman and put it in their constitution. It's clear this is what the American people want. The media is reporting a Gallup poll. I've heard it six or eight times on television. And this single poll indicated that people are less supportive of traditional marriage than they used to be and that they're moving more in the direction of same-sex marriage. But the way that occurs has to do with the way the question is asked. You call people and you say, I don't know how they expressed it, but you can imagine you can get any answer you want if you say, are you in favor of discrimination against homosexuals? Or any number of other ways that you can state this, you'll get the results that you're looking for. But when you turn it over to the American people, in this case, 32 states, and allow them to go into a booth and express what they want, they don't want same-sex marriage.
And one of the most famous cases of that, doctor, was in California with Prop 8, where the will of the people was once again overturned by a homosexual judge. And then that ruling was upheld by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. So I'm not really sure what happened to this government being of the people, by the people, for the people, but it certainly was disregarded in that instance.
Well, those were the words, the immortal words of Abraham Lincoln. They were spoken at the Gettysburg Address. This is part of American history, but the courts and I think our president have, as you said, disregarded it. And we have to fight to defend government of the people, by the people, and for the people. When that judge overturned Proposition 8, they were essentially sweeping aside the will of the people. What judge has the right to do that? Or what appeals court has the right to do that? By the way, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has been overturned more than any other appeals court. So they're biased to start with. And, of course, the first decision came from a homosexual judge. That's bias over against millions of Californians. So that's why we get very passionate about this. Now, we have two men on the phone today that are going to talk to us about what's going on in the state of Washington. We have already seen just recently what occurred when the people in North Carolina were given an opportunity to vote on the definition of marriage. Well, the governor of Washington and the legislators of Washington, the majority of them, have declared same-sex marriage to be legal. In other words, they've redefined marriage. And the people of Washington, many of them, are up in arms over this. And two of the men that are leading the fight are on the phone with us. Mm-hmm. The first is Dr. Ken Hutcherson, and he is a valiant fighter for the things that we believe. On issue after issue, we've stood shoulder to shoulder. He's pastor of the Antioch Bible Church in Kirkland, Washington, and he's also an author. He's written a couple of books, and he writes columns that are carried regularly on WorldNet Daily. And he is on the front lines of the culture war. And Hutch, I can't tell you how much I appreciate your friendship and your boldness and your stand for righteousness.
You know, I just got a good example, Doc. I just got a good example. I mean, I was taught well by those who came before me.
Also with us on the phone is Mr. Stephen Pidgeon. He's the founder of Decalogos International. That's an organization that advocates for God-given human rights as established by the Ten Commandments. I have not yet met him. I'm about to, but I like him already.
I thought you might.
He's a practicing attorney in Everett, Washington, and he's done trial work that focuses on defending rights defined under the federal and state constitutions. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us today on a subject that puts a lump in my throat.
My pleasure. My pleasure to be here.
Hutch, I mentioned a minute ago the president's statement about same-sex marriage. Did that surprise you? And what are the implications of it?
Him surprising me when we already knew where he stood. No, and for people to say that he was pushed into it by Biden, please. Yeah, we knew that that was a political move. It was a financial decision because things aren't going well for him, poll-wise, financial-wise. And so he had to do something because he's coming out to Seattle the next day and then on down to California to raise money. It is absolutely amazing, Doc, that you know, he is going to raise a lot of money, but it's not going to benefit him. Because the African-American community is having a tremendous problem with his stand on gay marriage.
Well, the NAACP endorsed his statement, did they not?
Yes, the NAACP has always been that counterweight, Doc. You remember when we had this problem out here in the high school when the teachers booed me for standing up for and speaking at the Martin Luther King Assembly?
Yes.
And I went to the NAACP because of how my daughter was being treated. You know what they told me at that time. They said, look, they're not booing you because of your stand for Martin Luther King. They're booing you because of your stand for homosexuality and against it. So we're not going to help you in that at all. So when they came out, that didn't surprise me. But it's the black clergy that's the issue that is turning.
And it's been pretty clear that the black clergy has been very supportive of traditional marriage.
You look at California. The Hispanic community and the African-American community is what pushed Proposition 8 over, and that's how they won. And every aspect, even in California, they know that the African-American community is very traditional when it comes to marriage.
Well, 32 states have voted on the issue of the definition of marriage, and every single one of them has put that in the Constitution, as we indicated. As an attorney, Mr. Pidgeon, comment on that for us.
Well, what you have, Dr. Dobson, is you have the oligarchy impressing its will upon the people, and this is a form of tyranny, if you will, that even Thomas Jefferson warned us about, saying that when the court imposes its will on the public, it's an oligarchy. It's a form of totalitarianism where a few select people believe that their will should be imposed on the rest of us. And it's unconstitutional, and more importantly, it violates the fundamental freedoms of what it means to be an American to have a couple of select judges tell an entire state you can't determine for yourself whether or not you're going to be righteous in the sight of God or not. And that's really what the difficulty is here. I mean, the problem is that, you know, this business of same-sex marriage is really not about same-sex marriage, Dr. Dobson. I mean, if you look at the numbers in Canada where they had same-sex marriage for 8 years, after over an eight-year period of time, only 0.006% of the population took advantage of that law. Hmm. In California, when same-sex marriage was made legal for a while, 0.09%.
Hmm.
And here in Washington, where we've had domestic partnerships, 0.25% have taken advantage of that law. So it really is not about same-sex marriage. It is about desecrating the temple. Hmm. That's what it's about.
Yeah, it's really about religious liberty, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. So you had 0.006% of the population in Canada taking advantage of same-sex marriage law, but 100% of the churches were censored.
Mm-hmm.
And pastors were, Steve Boisson in Edmonton was persecuted by the Canadian Human Rights Commission. The Archbishop of the Archdiocese in Ottawa was, they asked him, what's the Catholic Church's position on same-sex marriage? And he said, the church has always held the position that marriage is between one man and one woman. He was immediately sued, and they tried to enjoin him for life from being ever to say that statement again.
You don't mean it. Well, Hutch, tell us what's going on in Washington.
We are having a big fight right now, and it's looking good. It looks better every day. The offense that we have is the initiative. That is the 1192, and that is our offense. And that is to put God's law and God's statute back in our law, that marriage is between one man and one woman. So we have the offense coming from 1192. Now, if you know anything about me, I know a little bit about the game of offense and defense.
You were in the NFL for how many years?
I was in there 4 years, bro.
Yeah, and you put some hits on people, too, didn't you?
Spiritually. Spiritually. Jesus loved them.
Do I understand correctly that in order to get the initiative on the ballot,
mm-hmm.
You do need a lot of signatures? How many? And tell us again how long you've got to get them.
For the initiative, because it's producing new law, we have to have 240,000 by July 6th. We want to have them finished by Independence Day, July 4th. I can't think of a better way to celebrate.
Have you already started? Do you have some of those names, or are you starting from scratch?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. We have, what do we have, Steve, around 90,000?
That's right, and the push is on. And, of course, the beauty of this, Dr. Dobson, is that we've had, this is really caused a rising in the churches here in Washington. And our initiative movement is exclusively a grassroots movement that we're counting on the pastors of all the churches here in the state to go to their congregations and say, here is something that allows us to fight for the Word of God in our statutes. You know, when you think about what that is, the kind of blessing that brings to a social order to put the Word of God into a statute. And the church has an opportunity to stand for the Word of God, not to stand for politics or to stand for some side issue, but to stand for the Word of God in our law.
Hmm. You know, the church has sometimes stood up in moments like this, and sometimes they've ignored it. Are you really seeing something encouraging going on within the churches?
Yes. The answer is yes. We've had pastors' meetings all over the state. And you know what's fun about this is that it's not just the pastors, because the pastors are oftentimes governed by the sheep. You know, the flock wants to go here, the flock wants to go there, the pastor keeps his mouth shut. But the prayer intercessors and the prayer leaders inside the churches are very stalwart. And when we contact them and say, we want to get together for prayer, the prayer intercessors show up, and when they do, they bring their pastors with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens is the call in prayer is one of repentance, and many of the pastors have stood up and prayed, and we've had sessions that have gone 2-3 hours in prayer, where pastors have stood up and prayed and repented for the fact that they have been silent in the pulpit. And you cannot be silent anymore. There is a time when you cannot allow such a profanity to walk into the sacred assembly. Mm-hmm. And now is that time.
Hmm.
We have, Doc, you know my wife, Pat.
Sure.
And what a wonderful woman of God.
Great cook, too, I can tell you.
Oh, let me tell you, you got to get back out here so we can eat some more now. She and many of the ladies are at the church office almost every day. Just last week, we called about 13,000 churches. And it has been absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. And, Doc, we're doing it with nothing. I mean, we're literally doing it with nothing, and it is an absolute grassroots movement that God is blowing away. So anyone who wants to help, man, we need to help.
Well, you know, we are airing this discussion on this radio program all across the country because what happens in Washington has implications for all states. Explain how and why. Stephen, why don't you take a run at that one?
Sure. Well, this is, again, we've had 32 out of 32 where every state that's had an opportunity to vote on it, where the people have had an opportunity to vote on it, they have suppressed this concept of same-sex marriage and have gone with marriage as between one man and one woman. In this instant, if this initiative fails here in Washington, for the first time, it will appear that the people have cowered mm-hmm. in the face of this movement mm-hmm. and that the movement has gained a foothold, if you will. It's a D-Day for the progressive left. If they make this beachhead, this such begins the end. And for me, Dr. Dobson, you know, this, if this same-sex marriage is allowed to come in, we know that there are polygamists that are pushing at the door. We know that there are people that are looking to liberate the laws. In fact, the governor herself said this is about freedom for sexual orientation. Well, if you look at that language, you know, you see, you know, homosexual, bisexual, transgendered, and then there's something else that's called sexual orientation. I don't know what that is. I don't want to find out what that is, and I most assuredly do not want to codify it in law.
Mm-hmm. And even though it would be 32-1 if we do lose this fight, which we are saying no way, but, you know, 32-1 kind of eliminates that 50-50 that everyone's going 50-50, some 50% is in support, 50% is against. But this is why Washington is so important, Doc. Washington State, of all the other states that the legislature has passed this, or the courts have brought this into being, Washington State is the only state that does not need residency for you to get married here. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine the funnel of people that's going to come here to get married, to go back to their states and start trying to force it?
Mm-hmm. We've talked a couple of times about the 32 states that have voted on this. Two of them are California and Oregon. Those are two very, very liberal states compared to the rest of the nation. And yet those initiatives passed in both states because the church did stand up. In Oregon, I went there to speak during that time, and I think there were 1,200 or 1,400 pastors that came out to hear me speak about this subject. Mm-hmm. So the church really is the key, isn't it?
The church is the key. God's people doing God's work, God's way, never lack God's supply. And we have got to get these pastors out here to get a spiritual backbone, Doc. They just got to quit. Like, you know what I say? I call them evangelifish. And they just got to stand up and do what God is calling. Because if we would just get the registered voters that are Christians to stand up and vote, it's already done. King County quits running the state of Washington.
How much pressure have you been put under? Have you had death threats? Have you had a lot of opposition and anger in the press?
Oh, my goodness. I wish you could come out here and enjoy this. I think most of the pressure I got, Doc, came from when I wrote the article, I Am Gay. Oh, man, did that ruffle everyone's feathers out there. And I said, yeah, we're going to take the word gay back. Gay doesn't mean that you're homosexual. Gay means, by the 1828 Webster's Dictionary, tells us that means happy, extremely happy. And I am one of the gayest men you can ever meet. So, yes, we've gotten all kinds of threats, Doc. But we do need your help. Thank you so much. We need the people's help. And if they want to support us, they want to help us financially, it is protectmarriagewa.com. And they can get on our website and donate time, donate money, because we're going to win this fight because we have to.
Lou Ann, we're going to link to it as well, aren't we?
Yes, sir, from drjamesdobson.org.
Mm. And Stephen, give a last pitch here, because you really do need people to sign those petitions.
Yes, we do. And I would just say this. It's an exciting time in the kingdom right now. And even though I know this is a very desperate time, it is a blessing that our state legislature and our governor have betrayed their trust to the people, and by bringing this to the fore, because now there is really no excuse for the Christian to sit back and do nothing. Now is the time. This is the hour. People are being called. You must rise up, and you must speak on behalf of the kingdom. This is the difference between whether or not we will be a blessed society or a cursed society. And it's not just for you, it's for your children and your grandchildren. You must stand and speak now.
Let me pray for you. Can I do that?
Please, please.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for these two men who care so passionately about the institution of marriage. It was one of the three institutions that you've given us. The institution of the church, the institution of government, and the institution of marriage. And marriage was the first. It was not man's idea. It was your concept that you gave to us. It's a gift to us. And I just thank you for the courage and the commitment of these men to stand up for what's right. Lord, be there, I pray. Mm-hmm. Send the money that's necessary. Send the signatures on the petitions that's required. I pray that there would be people in the media who would be sympathetic and would help to convey what's at stake here. And I just ask you to put your great arms around these men, their families, and the other people who are fighting so valiantly. Every form of pressure and threat will be thrown at them, and their families will be intimidated. We know it because we've seen it in California and other places. And I pray that you will protect them, that you will encourage them, and that the outcome would be according to your will. And in your name, we call on you to bless and protect this great institution of one man and one woman, marriage. And in thy name we ask it. Amen.
Amen. And thank you so much, Doc.
Hey, I appreciate you guys, and I think there are going to be people all across the country who are going to want to respond to this call for help. We can't afford to lose this one, can we?
No, we cannot. Absolutely not.
Okay. Stephen, it's good to meet you, and I do hope that we can meet face-to-face one of these days.
I would greatly enjoy that, Dr. Dobson. Thank you for having me on the show today.
Hutch, we've got 30 seconds left. Tell us about your health.
I am doing great. You know, the doctors down in there were still trying to figure out why I'm still alive. But I told them, as long as the people hate me, then God's going to keep me around longer. So I'm on chemotherapy every morning. And doing great. I mean, I can't believe I'm working every day. I'm preaching every Sunday. And bone cancer is supposed to just, you know, kind of incapacitate you, I understand. But, man, I'm having a blast, you know. Reverend Cancer is my discipler.
Mm. Well, you're one tough dude. I've known that a long time. I appreciate you guys. Let's continue to stay in touch.
All righty. Thank you.
And how grateful we sure are for men like you fighting these battles. Dr. Dobson, if I know anything about our listeners, they are ready to get involved. So let me help them with that here in the close. The starting place for you, drjamesdobson.org. There we'll have all the links you need to make your voice heard. As you did hear discussed today, there's only a few weeks left until the signature deadline for Initiative 1192. That's coming up on July 6th. So now is the time to get started. Quickly, let me mention there's another campaign underway to protect marriage in Washington State. That's an important ballot referendum called Referendum 74. We didn't talk about it today, but it's critical you get involved in that as well. well. We would really encourage you also to share a link to today's program with your friends and family on your Facebook page, especially if you live in the state of Washington. Again, you can do all of this at drjamesdobson.org. As you can tell, here at Family Talk, we are deeply committed to defending traditional marriage and other issues in the culture. If you are able to help us financially in this fight, you can donate online, drjamesdobson.org, or by calling 877-732-6825. Very quickly, let me mention again our special Building a Family Legacy event happening in San Diego in just a few weeks, the last two weekends in June. Our host, Dr. Dobson, will be speaking live at Skyline Church, and it will be recorded for future generations. We would love to see you there, so to register, give us a call, 877-732-6825. Thanks so much for tuning in today and for making your voice heard in the culture. We invite you back here tomorrow when we will get an important update on how our military is faring amidst all of this cultural change. That'll be right here on Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.